Thank you for calling customer support. My name is T. How may I help you?
Hi, Ms. T. This is Rosa calling from Financial Partners Credit Union. I'm calling on behalf of my member. He is a Spanish speaker. And we're trying to find out what a charge that he got charged like for $69. Let me see. It was $69.97, what that charge is for. What information do you need from me to look up that transaction?
Okay, I would just need his zip code, please.
Zip code is 92879.
Okay. All right, give me just a minute. The computer is loading.
Okay.
All right, it may have his name.
Alfredo Pacheco, or he might be under Alfredo Rivera Pacheco.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Can you spell his name for me?
First name is Alfredo. Last name Rivera is Rivera, and the second last name he has is Pacheco, Pacheco.
And you said the zip code was 92879?
That's correct.
I don't see his name on here.
You don't see anything for him? Okay, so it looks like this might be a legitimate fraud then.
Yes, ma'am, because like his name is not showing up on any of them.
Not even with Rivera, just Rivera instead of the Pacheco, R-I-V-E-R-A?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And, okay, so that's the only way you'll have to look up, correct? You don't need, like, an email address or anything like that? We'll bring it up?
I can try to put his email in.
Okay,
okay,
let me give you his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so his email address is R, the number one, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, R, A as in Apple, 12784@gmail.com.
No, ma'am.
Nothing? Okay. All right. I'm going to take this as a true fraud then, because if you're not coming up with anything for him.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Have to be fraud.
Yes. Thank you so much for assisting, T. You have a great day and you stay safe.
You too. And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.